Yay, hi beauties. All right. How are you? How's it going? It's so good to be with you. I've been getting the most wonderful, wonderful notes and DMs. And when I say notes, I mean DMs about you guys enjoying my podcast. That means so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The feedback and hearing the way it impacts you and seeing your tags on your stories of you listening, it just means everything. Thank you from the deepest space of my heart and my spirit. Thank you so much. I love hearing that. If you are not already, please subscribe. I really appreciate a rating and what is it? Like a comment? I don't even know. As you can tell, I'm like the least podcasting podcaster there is. I just really do this like an Aries and just do it my own way. But you know, the message gets through. And so speaking of which, before I get into today's topic about finding and creating your life purpose, which is a continuation from a topic that I began on my IGTV yesterday, I want to just say very quickly, I'm filming this on Tuesday, April 2nd, and it'll release here in just a few hours. And I'm extending the pre-sale offer for my Create Content Like an Aries class just until tomorrow afternoon, which will be Wednesday the 3rd. So definitely, if you have been thinking about it and you want to take my content creation class, do it. I am literally giving you all of my secrets. I really believe, and one of my reasons for being here on the earth is to shine a light, shine my own unique light, and to share what it is that I do to make life remarkable, as well as to make my business run. I basically teach, I'm an open book, and that's a very Aries thing too. I basically teach and share everything that I learn, and I love to teach and share about my process. So this content creation course, I'm giving you all of my apps. I'm walking you through how to create your own content, how to brand yourself, how to podcast, how to record courses. It's going to be a 3-hour workshop. There was a little bit of confusion because it says 2 hours on the flyer. I'm going to blame Merc Retro for that one, but 3 hours, it's going to be a very immersive, powerful workshop, and it's happening this coming Sunday. So, and if you cannot make the live, which I recommend just because it's fun and it's great energy, and I think that we get a lot when we're really engaged in a live session. If you cannot make the live, if you play full out, you can get just as much as out of the recorded. And I have a lot of women taking the recorded because they live in a time zone that doesn't permit them to being able to attend the live. So if you're going to take the recorded, play all out, get as much as you can from it. And either way, just take this course. If you have a dream, if you have something you've been wanting to create, but you don't know how to put yourself out there, you don't know where to begin with content creation, just take this course, invest in yourself. It's one of my very inexpensive offerings, and it's incredible. It's going to be incredible. And I'm very excited. I'm very honored to get to put this together and offer it for you. My course ideas and podcasting ideas and speaking topics, everything flows through me either when I'm meditating, I'm doing my Lakshmi chant, or I am exercising or doing yoga. It's really cool because we get into a flow state. So it's just fun, you know, how this all comes up. All right, beauties, let's get right into it. How do we find and create our life purpose? So here is something very, very, very powerful. Now, first and foremost, if you are living, breathing, and you're hearing this message, you have a purpose. You have a reason for being here. It's unique to you. You came here as a soul to explore and express yourself, and that includes feeling a little lost. It includes feeling a little frustrated on your way to your ultimate expression, on your way to your deepest expression of your own destiny. Now, we may think, well, why the hell do we have to go through all that? But it's kind of like when you're watching a movie. You know how if like you sat down in a movie theater and they present the story to you and the character gets absolutely everything that they want and then the movie's over in like 30 minutes? Well, okie dokes, like that's good on ya, you know what I mean? The same is with our soul and with the story and the movie of our life. It's an adventure. It's a journey. And I want to talk about, you know, how you actually find and create your purpose, but I just want to introduce the concept that the feeling of being fearful, being a little, being afraid of your power, being frustrated with the process, feeling stuck, feeling a little bit lost, feeling circumnavigated is all a part of your unfolding. So I hope that that gives you a little bit of relief because to be honest, here's the thing. The way that I bring my work out into the world and the way that I share myself, I speak as if I were giving wisdom and information to me many, many years ago when I didn't have anyone to follow. I didn't have anyone to assure me. I had one woman in my life who ironically was in my dream last night. God, that's weird. I just thought of her. And she was like the only beacon of light that I had. I didn't really have a lot of like healthy relationships, let alone healthy women around me. And she was a very strong, powerful woman. And she would really help me contextualize, like, just like, hey, it's okay, keep going. Or, hey, that's super normal, keep with it. Because isn't it beautiful when we just hear that reassurance? It gives us relief. It gives us relief, like, okay, all right, I can just relax here and just take it easy on myself and on everybody else. Isn't that a beautiful feeling? And I really hope that my work does that for you, babes. I really hope that it brings you reassurance and a reminder that you are totally on, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're hearing this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. So let's take a deep breath in. Let it out and just yippee-ki-yay. Yay, yay, yay. We're all fucking good. All fucking good. Thank goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. So the thing about life purpose and finding and creating who you are is it's not about finding because look, even when you feel lost, you're not lost. That's an illusion. The only thing that, in my opinion, is going on is just that you're blocked. You're just blocked and you're a little afraid of your own power. Because to me, being in alignment with your purpose, and like I said, everyone's purpose is unique, but being in alignment with whatever your unique purpose is means that you are allowing the power and the velocity and the beauty and the magnificence of the universe to pour through your body. And your only responsibility is to get the fuck out of the way and to stop being so fucking scared. To not be, I said it yesterday on my IGTV, to be unafraid of your own power. Because what courses through you as the universe is a reflection of you. And that might sound a little bit out there, but just stay with me. All you have to do, and like, look, I've talked to you guys a little bit about my natal chart. If you've been keying into my work for a little while, my south node is in the 9th house, meaning that I have been studying lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And now this lifetime, north node in my 3rd house, is my lifetime to come out and share everything with you and to talk about what I've learned. Now, if you are interested, I just put something out recently, and that's why for some of you babes who maybe only tune into me through my podcast or through Facebook or something, I share the most content on Instagram. So even if you're not a big Instagrammer, just jump on there and just get on there. Because if you like what I'm saying and you want to have access to my work, I do so many notifications and so many opportunities to engage with me through the gram, through my stories, through my Instagram lives, everything. And the reason I do that little blurby blurb is because I just posted something last week that I think could be very helpful, especially for this podcast topic. That here's the thing. If you want to know and understand more of yourself, I just posted a YouTube video that I took from one of my Women's Empowerment Live modules on finding and cultivating your purpose via astrology. And I literally walk you through how to navigate certain planets and placements on your chart that help you see your exact, like your unique purpose. And so here's the thing, we don't need to be lost. We just need to pay attention. We don't need to be lost. I don't even think we necessarily need to get frustrated. Just pay attention. The universe always speaking truth to you, okay? And the universe speaks to us through other people. And maybe I'm one of those people for you at this moment. And you're that person for other people. God speaks to us through others. And we just have to pay attention and get out of the way. You know, I want to tell you a quick story just about that because it's really beautiful and it speaks about overcoming. And then I'm going to walk you through how to find and create your life purpose. Okay. So I remember many years ago, probably about a decade ago, I was struggling so much with, you know, I started my first business when I was 19. I was very driven, really mostly driven out of fear, not out of like hope or excitement, really out of a need for fear and significance and not out of service. I was very frightened and I had a lot going on then. And I was very sad and very depressed and very lonely and really wondered constantly why I was alive and what I was doing here. And I remember I happened to be dating someone at the time who treated me very poorly and was very just disrespectful to me. And I didn't respect myself, so it was probably hard for him to see how to model to respect me as well. And I just remember one day being, and I was doing a lot of drugs then. I was just lost. I was very lost, very, very lost. And I just remember one day getting very, truly, deeply, madly upset about life. And I remember I drove up to my favorite place in LA called Bronson Canyon. And I just cried. I was probably having a drug come down too, because I was doing that all the time because I was so not happy about life. So it was a vicious cycle. And I remember I was crying and crying and crying, and I felt so alone and rejected. And would anyone love me? Would I find my way? And I'm laying on the trunk of this tree that had like grown sideways, and it was a massive tree. And I'm laying there and I'm crying and crying and feeling so sorry for myself and hating life and myself and everything. And I look up and I look up through my tears and I see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hummingbirds. They lived in that tree. I just happened to lay on a tree trunk that was right underneath like a hummingbird sanctuary. So that made me cry even more. But it was a moment in my loss, in my feeling of frustration and disillusion, that I remember this moment so deeply because that was the universe speaking to me, because I wasn't able to listen to myself because I was filled with so much anguish and anger and fear. And the universe has a hard time speaking to us when we're in those states. And then what I think happens is that sometimes when we're so hard to reach, it's beautiful how our soul can guide us to those moments or those external experiences where someone happens to say something, or we see a sign, like an actual sign, like a sign on the freeway or a sign, or like nature flows in our direction. And we're just like, oh, wait, truth. Oh, wait, I am guided. Oh, wait, everything is going to be okay, because that's the truth. You're going to find your way. You're going to create your way. As I said at the beginning, you know, the feelings of being lost or disappointed or unsure of yourself is just as much a part of the journey as finding yourself. So here's my step-by-step on Natalia Benson's 1-2-3 guide on finding and creating your life purpose. So first and foremost, you've got to love and accept who you are on every fucking level. I know I sound like a broken record if you listen to me a lot, but it's because it's the truth repeats itself. You've got to love and accept yourself, because if you don't love and accept yourself, whatever comes through you creatively or a business idea, you will smack it down because that's what you do to yourself all the time. So you've got to learn to love yourself. And I have tons of work and content, as is there tons of content and powerful information out in the world to help you learn how to love yourself and remember how to love yourself. So first and foremost, know how to love and accept yourself and really make that a daily practice. Secondly, I love utilizing the tool of astrology. Get on my YouTube channel and take that little mini, it's 39 minutes of your life. Just go ahead and open that up and follow the instructions on how to find key planets in your chart and do some research. Because the reason I teach this is because I've unfolded my entire career and journey, not based on my intuition, but also based on the information that I received from my natal chart. And it spoke to me so deeply and resonated so deeply that it's like I had no choice, because I knew at the deepest level it was true and real for me. Okay, another very key, we'll say step three to finding and creating your life purpose is releasing your fear of failure. Releasing your fear of failure. How do we do that? Find ways to get into your body. Find ways to dance, laugh, and enjoy your life. Find ways to counter fear at all turns by being a joyous, grateful motherfucker. Sorry. You guys know I cuss a lot if you've been with me for a bit. Find ways to release your fear. Find ways to counter fear with joy and gratitude. Just sort it out, because you can and you must. If you feel like you can't, you must, as Tony Robbins says. If you feel like you can't, you must. When you feel stuck, put a big smile across your face, get out of your chair, and move your body. Get out of your chair, get out of your stillness for a moment, and put in your headphones and shake your booty. Like, get out of your head and into your body. When fear, it was interesting. I had a thought this morning, because I face rejection often, by the way. I face fear of failure often, by the way. And I find ways to dance with that fear. I find ways to love that fear. And it was interesting. I had a client call recently, an intro call, and I could tell that it just wasn't a good fit, and that she, even though I was giving my all, that she maybe wasn't ready or I wasn't the right coach for her. And I remember the other day I was like thinking and feeling a little rejected, even though I knew that it was okay, that it wasn't the right fit and she perhaps isn't ready, or we weren't meant to be a great match. And I felt myself hurt for a second, like, owie, that hurt, you mean fucking mind, like, relax on me, okay? And instead of like, ugh, like, you know when we think a thought about ourselves and we hurt and we coil? So instead of me doing that, I literally got up and I made myself laugh and I turned on a song as loud as I could and I fucking shaked my ass around my apartment. Sounds crazy. I'm a little nuts. We're all a little nuts, but we just have to come by it honestly. And so instead of like me sitting and sopping in that feeling of that rejection, which is really just an assumption, I don't know what that person thought of me. And even if they were quote unquote rejecting me, it doesn't fucking matter. Never matters. What matters is your mind and how you mind your mind. And how you get out of your mind is you get into your body. You get a little cuckoo in a good way. You guys are like, Natalia went to Tony Robbins and lost her shit. I kind of have, in a good way. I've never been better, truly. It's amazing. Anyhow, I won't go off on a tangent about that. I get excited. And then the last thing I'll say, and this is just something I want you to trust, is that your prosperity is in your ability to be in your purpose. I'm doing a Kundalini module right now with Jai Dev on his, what is it called? Gosh darn it. Life Force Academy. It's like online Kundalini. Cause here's the thing. Like I have lived here for over 10 years and I'm just not driving to a Kundalini studio. I live in downtown. So I'm like, you know what? I love Jai Dev. He's my favorite teacher and he offers this online school. So I take Kundalini once or twice a week with him on this online course offering he has. And basically I'm taking this prosperity module right now. And I'm just so fascinated by money as an energy because for me, it's been so hard in the past and I finally got the flow of it and it makes me want to like jump up and down and like fucking release like 10,000 butterflies into the air. But it's just amazing. And I started watching this and taking this prosperity module. Sorry, I like started laughing about my butterfly joke and I almost forgot what I was saying. So basically, something that Jai Dev brought up is that when you are in your prosperity, you are always taken care of. Like that's how God universe courses through you. That's how God universe shows up. And I'm not religious, but I am fascinated by certain esoteric truths that come up in the Bible. Now, I remember listening to a beautiful presentation from one of my favorite humans named Ryan. He's at Waking Up with Ryan on Instagram, if any of you guys listen to him. And he was talking about like, why do we worry? Why do we worry? In the Bible, it talks about how God or the Lord clothes the lilies in all of their splendors and basically how nature always resurges and always comes back. Why do we worry? Like God created us, the universe created us. Why do we not think we're just as taken care of as nature? Why? And I remember when he brought that up, that was really in one of the deepest pits of my despair in my 20s. And that just was again, one of those truth moments that I remembered because I'm talking to you about it now. We always remember when truth comes through. It's because it pierces like light in a dark room. And I really believe for all of us, especially on the journey of creating our life purpose and really sorting through the adventure of why we are here, we're kind of like a dark room at first when we're unaware of ourselves and unaware of our power and who we are. And then slowly but surely, in the most beautiful, magnificent way, truth comes in and it's like a curtain that just opens slowly, 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 slowly until there is more light in the room. And soon you find yourself living very awake, very in tune with yourself, fully aware of all of your capacities and looking around the room and being like, wow, this was once a dark room. And once the room, especially at first when things get lit up in your life or in your consciousness, it may seem a little bit messy. There may be things you actually need to clean up. And that's okay. Savor the process because just remember, you are going to get exactly where you truly want to go, that or something better. So enjoy the journey. I'll give you just one more quick story and then we'll jump off for today. You know, it's interesting because throughout my 20s, I really battled with abandonment issues. And every time someone would reject me on a date or just whatever, I would get so gutted. Like I would lay on the floor and cry because I just felt like there was never going to be anyone for me. And I thought I was going to be alone. And I went into so much despair and I really caused myself a lot of pain. And it's powerful because as many of you know, if you're with me on the gram, you know, I called in my partner, I called in a phenomenal man who I'm in a relationship with and who I love and who loves me from the deepest core. We love each other from the deepest core of our cores. And it's fucking magnificent. I didn't even know this was possible, but I knew that I wanted it. I just didn't know it was possible. I bring that up Because listen, do not worry on your journey of becoming and your journey of unfolding. I had so much messiness in my becoming, and it makes me a little emotional because I promise you that you're going to get to where you want to go. And I want you to believe me. I really want you to believe me. So I want you to just love wherever you are. I want you to make peace with wherever you are. And in the process of becoming, love yourself, accept yourself, and know that's why I teach so much about visualization. Hold an image of your mind of where you truly want to go, where you truly desire to be in your life, and trust that the universe and your higher self and life itself will unfold in the perfect divine, the perfect divine unfolding, and you will get there. So finding and creating your life purpose, you've got some tools that I've mentioned, but it's also so much about surrender and grace. Grace, as Tony Robbins said, grace is trusting something bigger than your own mind, something bigger than your ego. Enjoy the journey of unfolding in every part of your life and know that you'll get there. I have moments in my work, my finances, and in my relationship where I'm like, wow, fuck yeah. I didn't know, fuck yeah. I knew this was possible. I didn't know if I was going to get there, but I trusted each step of the journey and just carried forward and kept going. Okay. And know that when you allow the fear to subside, and love and celebrate exactly where you are, prosperity is just around the corner, because true prosperity, opportunity, money, all of the things, that is you allowing the universe to move through you unobstructed. I love you so much. I would love to hear what you thought about this episode. And thank you so much for tuning in. Love you.